from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's have some fun at PNC Park this weekend with the Pirates and Diamondbacks. What a huge series. Also, Friday Night Lights over in Latrobe at Memorial Stadium. Cassie Wood, who is now a KDK-TV sports anchor, joining the Richie Walsh and Bob Pompeiani team there, put out a video. There was a line 3 hours before the start of practice, Donnie. 3 hours, like, wrapped around the stadium to get in tonight. It is crazy. But also, I get football culture and football lifestyle. I build my entire fall and winter around it. So, who am I to cast aspersions on these people?
Yeah, I do too. I got into the night practice a little bit last night. I think it's wild that there are people that actually like fly in and will drive double-digit hours to go to something like that, because in all reality, it is a practice.
You know what the real reason is?
Charlie was playing the Allen Iverson clip.
You know what the real reason is, though, on that? Like, in a way, it is to like see what is usually a pretty physical practice, and there's tackling and there's hitting and stuff, and it's not a walkthrough. It's not a boring practice as far as training camp practices are concerned. So you are seeing an entertaining practice. But more than that, my opinion on this has always been, if you asked the people that were there to tell you what made you wait in line for 3 hours to come to this event, I believe at least 75% of those people would say it's for autographs. Because it's not like baseball, where if I go to tonight's game and I have tickets on the first base or third base line, even with the netting, there's a chance a half hour before a game, a guy takes 2 minutes to sign autographs. That doesn't happen at NFL regular season games. So if you want to get an NFL player, a Steelers player's autograph, you go to training camp practices. Did you ever do that as a kid, line up and get autographs at Steelers practices?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would go one or two times per year normally. I mean, we lived right there. Like,
did you get to an age where you started to feel awkward asking for autographs? Did that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when that sort of like tuned out. Probably like the middle teen years,
yeah,
I would think. I mean, I would still go, but it was more to just, you know, go
observe
and not
take
really
it in.
Yeah, but I mean, like, especially if you're somebody that lives out in that area. I mean, I grew up 10 minutes from St. Vincent, 10 minutes from Latrobe, so that made it really easy.
Pirates and Diamondbacks tonight. Cruz is playing. We had a great call earlier in the show. I want to give Josh in Pittsburgh credit. He said, here's an idea. Yeah, the guy effed up badly in Houston, but he's going to play tonight. And let's give Cruz the same show of support. Phillies fans, Philadelphia fans, known mutants, known cretins, known maniacs, known scum. Their fans, the same fans who booed Santa Claus and threw batteries at players, they gave Trey Turner a standing ovation last year when he was in a big slump. And Josh called in and said, how about give O'Neill Cruz a massive ovation tonight when he gets into the batter's box for the first time? And to let him know, we're still behind you. We still believe in you. We still adore you as a player. And I think that's great. Like, I'm someone that is still pretty fed up with the defensive brain farts and gaffes and those things from him. But I also recognize what an important player he is to this Pirates cause over the next 50-plus games. And if they are going to make the playoffs, they need O'Neill Cruz to be maybe their best hitter. I mean, Paul Skenes only plays once every 5, 6, 7 days. Brian Reynolds has been the Pirates' best hitter this season, their best player overall, but it's not far-fetched to think that O'Neill Cruz could be the guy that is their I'll put you on my back guy and helps them overcome this deficit to make the playoffs. I have the Pirates right now as an 82-win team. I think they'll finish with a winning record. I still think they're the playoffs. I think the last playoff team will win something like 86 or 87 games. So you can't just tread water here to make the playoffs. You can't just be the team that you've been up until this point. You got to be better than that. And so how does that happen? What are the ways that could happen? I think Cruz carrying you, getting hot, living with some of the defensive mistakes, hoping they're not as plentiful, but him hitting tons of home runs and getting on base and stealing bases and taking extra bases and all those things, like, that's possibly in the cards. And why not show the guy that this is not a adversarial relationship? It's not like we're out to get him. Let's let him know before the game even starts tonight that we're still behind him. So I thought that was a great idea. I am in favor of him playing. I would have started him and played him at short. We had a call earlier, too, that said, why not DH him and give him a day off to not think about defense? I would not have been opposed to that. I don't think that's a bad idea. I just like this one better, sticking with him. You are 2.5 games behind Arizona. If you sweep them, you'll probably be in a playoff spot. Head-to-head is the first tiebreaker for a wild card spot if you're tied at the end of the year, and Arizona's already taken 2 out of 3 from you. So to get the tiebreaker, you got to sweep them. And I think O'Neill Cruz helps you do that, even with the disastrous series that we just witnessed from him in Houston. Derek Shelton talking before the game about Cruz and his series in Houston, and here's what he said.
Yeah, he had a tough game. I mean, you know, and I think it's one of those things where we don't win the game in Arizona that we won. We don't win the second night or whatever the night he got the hit off Presley. If he doesn't have the hit, he had a bad game. And, you know, I know it gets magnified because he made a couple errors, but you encourage him. The thing that impressed me the most about O'Neill is he had 2 really tough innings. He'll be the first person to tell you that. He made 3 plays after that that were really good plays. And I think what that shows you is he has the ability to move on. He has the ability to continue to play. And he did that. So if we would have gone later in the game, he would have kicked one of the backhanded balls or wouldn't have gone after it hard, then I would have been concerned. But he just continued to play. So we just continue to support him and realize that at some point everybody's going to have, you know, at some point everybody in their job has a span of time where it doesn't go well. He had a couple bad innings.
Yeah, I think he had more than a couple bad innings. But overall, I get what Shelton's trying to say. If we're going to make the playoffs, I need O'Neill Cruz. And maybe he's nervous if he sits him down. Cruz doesn't react well to it, doesn't take it well, and then he's got a bigger problem on his hands. I'm not ruling that out. So I think Shelton lately has done a pretty good job. I think he's had his fingers on the pulse lately, much better than he did early in the season. So I am actually going to trust him on this decision to play Cruz tonight. They need it. I'm looking at this like it's almost a playoff series. Playoff series are now three games. This is one of the teams you got to beat. And you've got your three big guys lined up. Maybe not in the order you'd want. Definitely not in the order you'd want. But you might not be able to do that in the playoffs either, depending on how you need to win games late in the year to even get yourself in. Ortiz tonight, Keller tomorrow, and then the big man Paul Skeens on Sunday. Here is Sheldon on embracing the stakes of this series.
Oh, I think we've embraced that since the first day after the All-Star break. I mean, because of the teams we've played. Right from jump of getting Philly out of the All-Star break, and then, you know, having the trip we have, and then we have, you know, these guys and the Padres, and then we have the Dodgers. So, you know, I think the most important thing is we've put ourselves in this situation, and now we have to continue to play.
And it's a situation that we can, I think, have a lot of fun with. I mean, it's been a long time since we had an August of meaningful baseball games, the penultimate month of the season, and it's not just the Pirates playing teams and trying to get themselves higher on the standings, climbing the ladder. They're playing these teams that they're chasing directly. The Padres are a wild card team. The Dodgers are a playoff team. That could be a playoff preview. So not only is it we're in the mix because we're only two games out, but it's also the teams that we're trying to surpass and be better than and eventually either beat now to make the playoffs or beat once we're in the playoffs, they're all ahead of us. I mean, I've not felt this excited as a baseball fan here since the day Skeens was drafted, when I felt like there was a renewal of hope and a renewal of excitement about what lied ahead for this team because they got a transcendent player that night in the draft. But again, that's only one guy. That's only one player, and it's a pitcher who does not play every day. Bad news for the Diamondbacks, which is good news for us. Ever since they came back, the Pirates did, that game Sunday in Arizona, things have gotten worse for the Diamondbacks closer, and so they are ripping their closer out of the ninth inning for this game. Paul Sewald, he will not pitch the ninth inning. They have no closer. They will go closer by committee. And the Pirates right now have Bednar, who's pitched very well, Chapman, who's come alive lately. Now, Holderman hasn't pitched well at all, but you've got guys like Santana out there and even Nicholas who can pick up the slack for him. The Pirates' seventh inning guy might be in trouble, but it's the ninth inning which is problematic for the Diamondbacks right now, which I think helps here. John Parato earlier today confirmed what I had heard, that the Orioles tried to trade for David Bednar.
I know they talked to the Pittsburgh Pirates about David Bednar, and the Pirates didn't really want to get Bednar up.
And I give the Pirates credit for that, because I think Neil Huntington would have listened on a deal for Bednar, because he would have said, trade your closer while the value's high. Sell high on him. Get a position player from Baltimore or something like that. They also, I failed to point out, they added Beeks. I thought Beeks looked good, Donnie. We've been sold a bill of goods on Beeks from Charrington.
Clarence Beeks.
I thought his first outing was pretty impressive in Houston.
Yeah, what, he allowed a hit or he walked a guy, but otherwise he did get two outs, and then they took him out of the game.
Very deceptive delivery.
Yeah, he has that little hitch.
The hitch. Are you going tonight, by the way?
I am.
Is that why you're in fan garb?
Yes. I thought I'd represent us.
412-928-9370 if you want to get in on this conversation, because Open Phone Friday is set to start here. What do you make of this series? O'Neal Cruz playing, batting third after the hiccups in Houston. And as a Pirates fan, how you feel about the handling of Cruz and what you expect from Cruz and how you feel about Cruz? 412-928-9370. I know I threw a lot of Cruz-related questions at you, but really I'm just asking you to tell me how you feel about him right now, him playing tonight, especially batting third, being at shortstop. Donnie has predicted what from Cruz in this game?
We're getting a home run.
We're getting a tater. We're getting a long ball. I am not as optimistic as you on Cruz. I think he is going to strike out six times in this series. But I do think that it's not a one-man team. So Donnie has high hopes for Cruz and thinks that he'll set PNC Park on fire with a home run tonight. There is a Steelers-related rumor out there. Brandon Ayuk did not show up to 49ers practice today, and that had me thinking that he would make it to Latrobe in time for Friday Night Lights practice. That probably was me getting over my skis and getting too excited. By the way, Mueller isn't here. That's why I've been talking the whole time. Chris has the day off and will be back on Monday. He is celebrating his wife's belated birthday, so congratulations on all their success. Yeah, I don't think the Aiyuk thing is imminent, but I did hear something today that I do think, if this is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, then it will be a move the Steelers make if, say, the Aiyuk plans don't work. Apparently, things have gone from bad to worse for Juju Smith-Schuster in New England. And how about this? He is practicing with the third team offense there. He has been, not only has he been removed from the ones, he's not with the starters. The Patriots drafted two wide receivers, and they are giving those guys playing time over Juju. Now, makes sense because Juju wasn't brought in by this regime. He was a Belichick guy, believe it or not, which is ironic because you think of what Belichick likes in players, and it's not someone who dances on logos and is more famous maybe for TikTok than he is football. But apparently he was a Belichick guy, and now Belichick is riding bikes around Cape Cod with a 23-year-old girlfriend. So it's not his team anymore, and that has made Juju very disposable and made him redundant with the other receivers that they have there. So I heard today that he's going to get cut. Not now, not on August 2nd, but he's not going to make their final roster unless the Patriots have massive injuries at the position in training camp and in the preseason. And if he's out there for free, given the way he played against the Steelers here last fall, where he made a ton of big plays with Bailey Zappe throwing him the ball, a lot of contested catches, I would think if he becomes available, the Steelers would pick him up for nothing and make him their number two wide receiver. He is better than Van Jefferson. I don't care what you say. Nothing about Van Jefferson's recent history tells me that he's better than Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm not saying Juju is the second coming. I'm not saying that I was not annoyed by a number of things he did with the Steelers, but he did get his act together in Kansas City, and he was a model citizen in New England. If he can play for Andy Reid and play for Bill Belichick and not run amok and not drive them crazy, then I think he's matured enough where he can come back here and not be a distraction anymore. And he's a clear upgrade over Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson and the other guys that the Steelers would be running out there. Still not an ideal number two wide receiver, but honestly, right now, beggars can't be choosers.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.